Buying a house often feels like crossing this massive, exhausting finish
Oh,
line.
absolutely.
You save up for years, you sign a mountain of paperwork that literally makes your wrist ache.
Hand cramped for days.
Right. And you finally get the keys in your hand and you just think, I am done. But closing on a house is actually just the starting line of an entirely new financial marathon.
It really is. People don't realize that.
Yeah, and according to a really comprehensive mortgage strategy guide published just yesterday, March 17th, 2026, by Jet Direct Mortgage out of Bohemia, New York, the loan you start that race with is almost never the one you should finish with.
No, definitely not.
So our mission today for this deep dive is to extract the practical aha moments from this guide. We want to translate all that financial jargon into a clear roadmap so you can figure out if, when, and exactly how you might want to restructure a government-backed mortgage to better fit your, evolving financial life. So what does this all mean?
Well, before we can talk about the strategy of changing your mortgage, we really need to establish exactly what you're trying to escape from.
Right. Establish the baseline.
Exactly. It's a crucial starting point because people tend to treat their original mortgage like it's carved in stone. But it's actually a highly adaptable financial instrument. And when we talk about FHA loans, which are backed by the Federal Housing Administration under HUD, we have to look at the underlying trade-off.
Because HUD doesn't actually lend the money directly. Right.
Right. HUD insures approved lenders against default. So that allows for much more flexible borrower qualification. First-time buyers, repeat buyers, as long as it's a primary residence that meets HUD's safety standards, outlined in Handbook 4000.1.
Got it. But that flexibility isn't free.
No, it's not.
I like to think of an FHA loan as like the training wheels of home ownership, or maybe a financial booster rocket. It's heavy and it's expensive, but it gets you riding when you might not otherwise qualify.
That's a great way to put it.
But the friction you pay for that safety net is mortgage insurance. Can you break down the actual mechanics of that, like how it drags on a borrower's wealth?
Absolutely. So the mechanism here is twofold. With an FHA loan, you're paying an upfront mortgage insurance premium at closing, which is usually just rolled into the loan balance, right? So that immediately increases your total debt,
Ouch.
right? But then you're also paying an ongoing annual premium, which is divided into 12 installments and added to your monthly mortgage payment. That monthly premium is the real friction.
Because it doesn't do anything for you.
Exactly. It's capital leaving your bank account every single month that does absolutely nothing to pay down your principal balance. It doesn't build your equity at all. It purely funds the government's insurance pool.
It's just dead money from the borrower's perspective.
Precisely. Dead money. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, once your financial legs have grown stronger, you've built up equity and a solid payment history, you aren't supposed to keep those training wheels on forever.
Right. You're
Yeah.
supposed to upgrade your ride.
Exactly. As your circumstances evolve, your mortgage can and should evolve right along with it.
Which brings us to the actual strategy. Now that you know you need to upgrade, how do you do it?
Well, the Jet Direct guide outlines four specific paths for refinancing.
Okay, let's walk through those. Let's say interest rates drop, but maybe your house hasn't gained enough value for you to completely leave the FHA program just yet. What's the play?
The play there is the FHA Streamline Refinance. This is uniquely designed for borrowers who want to stay within the FHA ecosystem but need to, quickly capitalize on better market conditions.
And the defining characteristic here is efficiency, right?
Very efficient,
Yeah.
fast. The underwriting process is dramatically reduced.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because looking at the guide, it says with a streamline, income documentation is highly limited, and incredibly, you often don't even need a new home appraisal.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wait a second. A lender is going to hand you a new loan, potentially for hundreds of thousands of dollars, without verifying your current pay stubs.
I know, it sounds wild.
Or checking if the house is actually worth the loan amount. I mean, aren't we just repeating the subprime mortgage crisis? How is this legal or even safe?
It's a totally valid concern. It does sound reckless on the surface, but what's fascinating here is how the FHA engineered a built-in consumer safeguard to prevent exactly what you just described. It's this strict algorithmic requirement called the net tangible benefit.
Okay, how does that work mechanically?
Well, during the housing booms leading up to 2008, predatory lenders would constantly convince homeowners to refinance just to churn out closing fees.
Right, even if the new loan was terrible for them.
Exactly. So to stop that, current guidelines mandate that a streamlined refinance cannot legally proceed unless the lender can mathematically prove that the new loan leaves you in a demonstrably better financial position.
Oh, so they have to literally show their work.
They do. The formula dictates that your combined principal, interest, and mortgage insurance payment has to drop by a very specific minimum percentage. If it doesn't cross that threshold, the system just rejects the loan.
Wow. So the government is essentially saying, we'll waive the appraisal and the heavy paperwork, but only because the mathematical certainty of your monthly savings makes it worth the risk.
Precisely. It protects the borrower from predatory lending.
That is a brilliant mechanism. So the Streamline is your lever for a quick guaranteed rate drop. But what if you don't fit perfectly into that algorithmic box? Like, what if you want to change your loan term from a 30-year to a 15-year, but the math doesn't meet that strict net tangible benefit rule?
Then you transition to the second path, which is the FHA rate and term refinance.
Which is a bit more involved.
Yeah, this is a full structural reset. It replaces your current FHA loan with a new FHA loan with different terms. But because you're moving outside those streamlined parameters, the lender requires full underwriting.
So you have to prove your income from scratch.
Prove income, pull full credit, and you must get a brand new appraisal to confirm the current value of the property.
Got it. So those first two paths keep you in the FHA system. But what if you need capital? Let's say your house has gained massive value and you want to convert that invisible equity into usable funds, maybe for a renovation or, paying off credit card debt.
That requires the third path, the FHA cash-out refinance. Mechanically, the lender originates a new loan that is larger than your current outstanding balance. They pay off the old debt, and the difference is handed to you as cash.
Okay, but they don't just give you unlimited cash. Oh, yeah.
No. The critical mechanism here is the loan-to-value cap, or LTV. The guidelines restrict an FHA cash-out to 80% LTV. Plus, you need full docs and an appraisal.
Let's run the math on that 80% for the listener so it's crystal clear.
Okay, so if the new appraisal says your home is worth $400,000, 80% of that is $320,000. That is the absolute maximum size your new loan can be.
So if your current mortgage balance is $250,000.
You essentially have $70,000 of accessible equity, minus whatever closing costs are rolled into the new loan. The lender strictly enforces that 20% equity buffer to protect themselves.
Makes sense. Which perfectly sets up the ultimate goal for most homeowners, the fourth path. This is where you ditch the training wheels entirely.
Yes, leaving FHA for a conventional refinance.
And the main reason people do this is to kill that mortgage insurance we talked about.
Exactly. Standard conventional mortgages operate under different risk models. If an appraisal proves you have organically built up at least 20% equity in the property, conventional lenders usually do not require private mortgage insurance.
So you drop the upfront premiums, you drop the ongoing monthly bleed.
Yep. Every single dollar of your payment goes entirely toward principal and interest.
But you can't just walk down these paths whenever you want. Lenders are risk averse and there are gatekeeping rules you have to clear first.
Absolutely.
Payment history is obvious, right? If you're missing payments, nobody's giving you a new loan. And it has to be your primary residence. You can't use FHA refinancing for an investment property.
Right. FHA is strictly for primary homes. Moderate credit is okay, but it depends on your overall financial strength.
But the hurdle I really want to talk about is this concept of seasoning. Are borrowers supposed to be like marinating their mortgages? What does that actually mean?
Marinating, I love that. But yeah, basically, seasoning is an actuarial term. It simply proves to the lender that you have a stable track record of handling the debt before the terms are modified.
Because at the start, you're just a hypothetical profile on a spreadsheet.
Right. If a bank gives you a loan on a Tuesday and you apply to restructure it 3 months later, they have virtually zero data on how you actually manage that debt in the real world.
So how long does it take to marinate?
The system usually requires a required minimum time period from the original closing. Usually, that means making several consecutive on-time monthly payments, often around 6 or 7 months, before you're even allowed to refinance.
Okay, so once the loan is fully marinated and you clear the hurdles, the most critical question remains, should you actually do it?
That is the big question. Refinancing is not one size fits all.
Right. It makes sense when your profile strengthens or you want to shorten your timeline, access equity, or switch to conventional. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, the regional example.
Yeah. The Jet Direct Guide highlights a specific regional example. Homeowners in Bohemia, New York, out on Long Island, who bought years ago. I want to talk about this because it's wild. You can magically create the 20% equity needed to escape mortgage insurance entirely just by living in the house.
Yes, local expertise matters so much in competitive markets like that. It's the math of inflation and localized supply and demand. Think about it. Your loan-to-value ratio is a simple fraction. The numerator is your loan amount. The denominator is your property's market value.
So if you bought a house in Long Island a few years ago for $400,000 with an FHA loan, you only put 3.5% down. Your loan amount, the numerator, was roughly $386,000. Your equity was practically zero.
Correct. But over the last few years, due to intense housing demand and broad inflation, the market value of that specific house, the denominator, inflates to $500,000.
Even if you've barely made a dent in paying down that $386,000 loan balance.
Exactly. $386,000 divided by $500,000 is 77%. The denominator grew so large so fast that it mathematically pushed your loan-to-value ratio below the 80% threshold.
So you now have 23% equity.
You haven't lifted a finger. You haven't made double payments. But the macroeconomic forces magically created the exact condition required to execute a conventional refinance and permanently drop your mortgage insurance.
That is incredible, but you still have to be smart about it, right? Refinancing should align with long-term financial planning.
Right. Rather than just chasing short-term trends, you have to calculate your break-even point to make sure the closing costs are worth the monthly savings over time.
Right. So understanding the strategy is only half the battle. Knowing the actual logistical steps prevents you from feeling totally overwhelmed by the process.
Definitely. The Jet Direct Guide lays out a really clear step-by-step execution plan.
Step one, review your current loan. Balance, term, MI structure.
Step two, clarify your objectives. Do you want to reduce your payment, get cash out, change the duration?
Step three is consult a licensed pro, right? Like Jet Direct Mortgage, who has options in multiple states.
Right. Step four, submit your documentation, like income and assets. And modern lenders make this easy. Jet Direct actually developed the Jet Direct mobile app to make the application and document upload process super seamless.
No more fax machines.
Thank goodness. Then step five is underwriting and approval. And finally, step six, closing, where the new loan officially replaces the old one.
Okay, focusing on step two for a second, clarifying objectives. This brings up a crucial FAQ from the text. Does refinancing reset my mortgage term?
Yes.
Like, if a listener is 5 years into a 30-year loan and they refinance, do they go all the way back to year zero?
This raises an important question, and it's a trap a lot of people fall into. The answer is yes, because refinancing replaces the existing loan entirely.
Which means you could end up paying for your house for 35 years.
Right. But the key is that the borrower actively selects a new term length. You do not have to pick another 30-year loan.
Oh, so you can pick a 25-year term.
Exactly. You can deliberately choose a shorter term to avoid going back to zero. Your monthly payment might be slightly higher, but you protect your place on the amortization curve and save a fortune in long-term interest.
That is such a vital piece of advice. So as we wrap up, the core message here is that FHA loans are a powerful tool to get into a home, but they aren't a life sentence.
Not at all.
With tools like the Streamline Refinance or Jump to Conventional, you have multiple escape hatches and upgrade paths as your equity and credit grow.
You really do. And I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder based on that note about rising property values.
Yeah, go for it.
We talked about how rising home values in places like New York can shift your financial standing without you lifting a finger. Think about your own neighborhood right now. Given recent market shifts, could the passive equity sitting invisibly in your walls already be enough to free you from your mortgage insurance? It might be worth checking the math.
Man, that is a powerful thought. Your walls might literally be holding the key to dropping your mortgage insurance. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the status quo of your finances, run those numbers, and we'll see you next time.